So I'm joined here with Alicia Clara. Thanks so much for talking with us at CJLO. So you just put out a single recently, Nothing Dazzled, just a few weeks ago, and it's your first release since 2022. Can you tell me a little bit about how it kind of came together, the process of the past few years kind of leading up to this release from your last EP?
So I actually wrote this song like a year and a half before my last EP came out. So 4 years ago, that's crazy. Yeah, I had like, I don't know, was recording what I thought was going to be my first LP, but then I decided to like put out a quick release, which ended up being Velveteen, my last EP, like in the meantime type thing. And then I applied for a bunch of grants, and while I was waiting for everything to kind of fall together, a lot of time passed. But I ended up recording this particular song that was actually my grant submission song. So I recorded it like October 2022 for the most part. And then I've been recording an LP. It's coming out later this year. And so we did kind of everything over the span of a year and a half, honestly, from October 2022 to like a year ago. So yeah, this is like an old song. But I also recorded the vocal, like redid the vocals on that one blast off of the whole album. So it's kind of old, but also kind of new, in like the balance of everything that I've worked on over the last little while. So yeah, I've been kind of MIA since, like, I mean, until the release of that song a few weeks back, but that's because I was busy recording.
It's interesting the, because I guess the timeline of the writing of this, because I find it definitely has a bit of like a heavier quality than some of the stuff that you have than your other projects. And I saw that was like written and produced along with Chris from Body Wash. Can you tell me a little bit about your collaborations together and like the process of that?
So we basically met like 4 years ago. We were recording out of the same studio and they needed models for their website photos. And so they asked both of us and we met and we were like having wine during the photo shoot. And as I was a bit tipsy, like I was a Body Wash fan and I was like, hey, do you want to like work on my stuff? And I didn't really know that he would say yes, but he was like, yeah, for sure. And while we were shooting those photos, the photographer was like, pretend you're playing something. And then Chris was like, well, we might as well actually play something. And I played him like one of my new tracks and he really liked it. So from then on, we decided to meet up like from time to time to kind of just jam and like feel out what could come of it. And we found out that we basically have the exact same taste. Like anything. If I was like, here's this new song, I want this kind of vibe, and then he'd be like, oh yeah, I have just the right idea, and he'd show me something, and I'd be like, this is exactly what I was thinking. So we were like incredibly aligned, which is a little bit crazy. And so he decided to help me out with the demos for the grants. But then, I mean, we liked what we did so much that we decided to do the entire album together, basically. And yeah, like it is a bit heavier. Not the entire album will be that way. There's going to be a lot of quieter moments too, but I think there's definitely like some kind of a darkness there, which probably stems from the fact that like most of these tracks were written during the pandemic. And I think Chris and I were both feeling the darkness. So it kind of just transpired that way.
I guess though, kind of with that, it's kind of a story of like Montreal music scene and like collaborations of people across different projects, kind of coming together. How do you find like the Montreal independent scene right now and like where you fit into it? And kind of what do you want to see more from, I guess, with Montreal music going like now that we're, you know, lockdown's over, post-pandemic, like, what do you want to see from the scene?
That's a good question. The scene is definitely, I feel like we all know each other, obviously, like, you know, we're all pals, colleagues, however you want to call it. And I feel like we're all very welcoming. But there's also a little bit of not homogeneity, that's the way you pronounce that word. My first language is French, but I they're like I feel like our sounds all kind of fit together, which is not a critique or anything. Like I think it's good. Like there's so much good music around. Like it's honestly, I feel really lucky and grateful to be a part of that scene. But I don't know, maybe what do I want to see? Maybe something a bit different. Maybe I'm also not going to enough shows. Maybe there's a ton of different stuff happening out there. But you know what? I heard there's a new venue opening or has already opened, Toscadura, I think. And no, so yeah, I feel like going to new places maybe would, you know, I feel like every week I'm either at Casa or Thought. And so it kind of feels like a lot of the same. Maybe it's not to do with the music projects, but more like the places and the venues that we have. So there's Toscadora, and I know that the Dive and Bell folks are also wanting to like open something new at some point. I don't really have any details, but I think having new spaces for music is probably what I want to see the most and what we need the most. I feel like new environments just foster creativity in such a big way. So I guess, yeah, that's what I would want to see.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like I can be kind of similar sometimes. I find myself on that like Saint Laurent strip
Oh
like
yeah,
every
every
week.
week.
And like I love the bands that I love, but there's something about a new venue that kind of creates that can create a new sound around it. That's really
I
interesting.
think I want to dance more too. And well, we have System where there's more DJs and stuff, but I think a venue that kind of has a hybrid is kind of a hybrid platform for more dancey nights too could be fun. Because yeah, I just go to a lot of rock shows, which is, I love rock, but yeah, I want to dance a bit more.
So you went to South by Southwest last year,
Years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So not your first
Yes.
rodeo time at South by. I guess how was your experience your first time going? And I guess what do you want to accomplish this year?
Well, when I went the first time, it was kind of a last minute ad, so I only played the one show and kind of like didn't really do much apart from eating tacos and barbecue and play that one show. I'm playing three this year, so that's already a little bit more. Would have hoped for a little bit more, but you know, it's like, what's the expression? Then the bird makes its nest little by little, whatever the expression is. So this year, what I want to accomplish, I think I just want to see as many shows as I can. That is one thing that I kind of didn't have the energy for 2 years ago. I want to network with as many artists as I can, not necessarily industry people. I do have a manager who's going to be there, so that's more her thing, but I do want to meet, you know, bands from all across America or even Europe, and yeah, just discover new music because I also feel like I'm a little bit I'm trying to like shift away from Spotify, but yeah, whenever I listen to music, it's kind of the same thing, and then Spotify radio comes on and it's again the same like tracks that it's pushing. So yeah, I just want to discover new things.
Do you have any like bands or showcases that you're especially excited to see?
There's this band called Honey Glaze from London, and they happen to be Chris's sister's roommate in London. So I think we're gonna try and meet up, and they're so good too, so I'm really excited to see them play. I hope, I haven't checked their schedule. I'm only gonna be there for 3 days, so I hope that I'm gonna be able to catch them, but that's kind of like at the top of my list. And then there's like a few bands from Norway, weirdly, that I found that I think are really good too. That I want to go check out. I need to go through the list of performing artists again and kind of see what tickles my fancy.
Yeah, no, that Honey Glaze are great.
Yeah.
I also they're definitely on my schedule, but the schedule is kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've been putting like little stars on what I want to see, but it's just kind of like
All over the
exploded.
place. Yeah.
So you mentioned a new full length coming out soon. Yeah, what's the next year look like for you?
So my album's coming out like later this year. I haven't announced it yet. I will do sometime soon. But I'm basically trying to stay active for as long as possible because I feel like I was gone for a long time, which even though I had a totally valid reason, I was working on new stuff in this industry that can kind of be a bit hurtful. But I'm playing FEQ this summer in Quebec City, which is a pretty big deal. Like I'm playing at 15,000 capacity stage. I've never played in front of more than 200 people, so I don't really know how I'm gonna deal with the nerves, but I will have to deal with them somehow. So yeah, I think I like besides that and the album release later this year, and there'll be a release show obviously, like I don't really have anything set in stone for now. I definitely want to play more and honestly just go to more shows because I do tend to be a bit of a hermit, especially in the winter. Just be a bit more active like in the scene.
So you mentioned bigger stage and obviously playing South by. Do you have any like pre-show rituals or kind of things to get you into the zone?
I don't, but I need to have them because I tend to be pretty stressed before a show. Like once I'm on stage and I've like warmed up a little bit, I feel fine. I actually love being on stage, which is why I do what I do, but before I get really, really nervous, I tend to like not be hungry at all, which means that I'll often perform on an empty stomach, which is not great. So I want to try meditating before a show. Because a few weeks ago I woke up like really angry for a stupid reason, and then I was like, I need to get this anger out of me. So I found I Googled meditation for frustration, and then it actually kind of worked. Like it just showed me that it was actually some kind of sadness, whatever, and I felt better after the meditation. So I think next step is Googling meditation for performance anxiety. I don't know. We'll see if that works.
That makes sense. I feel like the people that are into meditation, it's like, I think when it works, it's kind of like a life-changing thing, or at least it
Yeah.
can be.
I'm definitely not there yet. It helps in like one-off when I need it. Like I don't do it. I do it maybe like twice a month, and even then I'm not sure. But when I really need it, it helps. So
My last question is, yeah, outside of performing, you've been to Austin before. Anything you're kind of excited about, just like being back in the city?
oh, for sure, barbecue. We have, I'll let you know by the way, but we have this like group chat with a bunch of people going down from Montreal to go have a barbecue lunch, I think. So
Oh,
if you want
I would
to
love that. I grew up in Virginia, so like kind of the
join.
South, and barbecue's like one thing that you just can't get here. Like it's just not, you
No,
just
I
can't.
know. Yeah. They have a good barbecue in Calgary, but that's like pretty far away. But
That makes sense. I feel like spiritually, Calgary, Texas, that's
yeah.
kind of similar.
Yeah. Cow towns, you know. But yeah, so I think barbecue and tacos. Yeah, and it's just, I mean, Austin during South by was fun when I was there. Like shows everywhere. The vibe is nice. And I'm looking forward to the really nice weather as well. I was checking in and it's like between 25 and 30 degrees, so love that.
I've been joined by Alicia Clara. Thanks so much for talking to me ahead of South by. I'm so excited to see you perform. You're playing in the for the Women in Music Canada Showcase, which yeah, I'm super excited to see. Thanks for talking with me.
Of course, thank you for having me.